Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, it's time for another College Football Minute here. I continue to be fascinated with the college football playoff and the fact that Saturday Penn State will be the second team ever to host a college football playoff game. Notre Dame will be the first Friday night when they host in-state rival, in air quotes, Indiana. And they are a pretty big favorite in that game, and so is Penn State against SMU. What we talked about at the end of yesterday's show, the rumor that there could be 70 to 75,000 fans at this game, 30,000 empty seats. Ticket prices now on secondary markets as low as $40. People saying that the get-in price on game day will be around $20 to see a college football playoff game.
That was like the get-in price when I was a freshman in 2003.
Conversation has gone viral, and some of the biggest names in college football, like Nicole Auerbach, who the Penn State fans say hates Penn State. She hates Penn State, apparently.
Some Penn State fans say that, yes.
It's everywhere now. People are sounding off on it, making excuses about it. Paul Alexander, who is a proud Penn State man,
he is,
said that Penn State will continue to mock Pitt fans even if there's 30,000 empty seats, because Penn State gets more fans for a spring game than Pitt does for a big game.
I had a public drunkenness citation at Blue White Weekend during the that's the spring game.
Congratulations on all your success.
Tried to lean on a building to talk to my buddy on a cell phone, missed the building.
I heard on the morning show they were talking about this, and Bostic was in on the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And Crowley said that they were getting texts from people saying there's a very steep and harsh anti-Penn State bias on the fan. And I thought about that for a second. And you know what I concluded?
They're right.
I think the person's right.
Well, I exist on the fan, and like I am the ultimate... I am like the ultimate villain for Penn State fans.
I was thinking
I root for them. I root hard against them.
No, that's out there.
Okay, so what?
And so I thought about that some more, and I'm like, yeah, all our Penn State people don't work for the station anymore. Eric Hagman's retired.
Paul still does the occasional like weekend.
Yeah, but there's
stuff.
No regular hosts.
No, from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. on any given day. Where we would be running 16 hours of live programming of talk shows. Doran Pitt graduate.
Doran hates Penn State. He said he couldn't wait for the college football video game to come out.
He was
going to
play as Penn State and run them
on the death penalty.
Run them into the ground. The best thing I've heard anyone say. Crowley loves West by God, Virginia.
And I think I've heard him say when Penn State plays Pitt, he roots for Pitt.
I think I've heard him say that too. Just like when West Virginia plays Penn State, I root for West Virginia. Callis would probably just say, I would root for the Yale Bulldogs.
Starkey's agnostic.
No, Starkey likes University of Buffalo, James Starks.
No, but I mean among the, like his opinion on Penn State is agnostic.
Yeah, Bechtold's a huge Penn State guy, but he's technically the producer.
Yeah, but he also is another one of these phonies who says Penn State, good game. And depending on how the teams are doing, he'll switch back and forth who he roots for.
No, he's a Penn Stater because when you say anti-Penn State stuff around him, he gets very – he can't hide it. He can't, like, put a poker face up.
Okay, so I'll lump him in as a – so one guy? Donnie's not a Penn State fan. He likes Ohio State
Pomp,
Pitt.
Pomp doesn't have any dog in the fight.
No.
Well, no, Pomp's on the Pitt pregame, isn't he?
Yeah, Pomp's on the pregame
show. So he's a Pitt guy more
Cook
than.
Was the most closeted Penn State fan of all time.
Loved him.
He took every broadside and swipe he could at Pitt and defended Penn State to the hilt. So I don't know who sent that message into Crowley, but
I think
the guy's
onto
something.
Like, are they trying to say that as a way to shame us? There's no shame here. I'm very loud and proud about my anti-Penn State feelings.
They had a
football feelings.
They had a whole discussion about it, and Crowley and actually Bostic got the most upset about it. And his point was because we don't root for this team, that means we don't know what we're talking about with them.
Yeah.
Here's the issue with that. I again kind of side with the Penn State fan who texted in this respect. I don't really take seriously what Ravens fans or what their hosts in Baltimore are saying about us for Saturday.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. So if I'm a Penn State fan, like I guess I don't. I let Penn State critiques from Pitt fans go in one ear and out the other.
Rich tweets in, guys, doesn't matter if people don't show up. What matters is if they win or not. I'm a Penn State alum and a diehard fan. 101,000 plus didn't help us beat Ohio State, so it doesn't matter. Franklin just needs to win, period. Yeah, I can understand. Rich is I've seen Rich tweet me before. He is by no means an antagonistic Twitter user. He is usually pretty good faith. So I would not rip him at all. But many Penn State fans absolutely point to the number of people who show up to every single game there and use it as a major point of pride and a major point of looking down the nose at Pitt and other programs. Like, you don't, if you're one of those people, and there are many who care about the attendance in and of itself, you don't get to pick and choose and hedge and say, well, if we have 20,000 empty seats, does it really make a big difference? But I just don't think you can play that game.
James Franklin is 13-28 against the top 25. If he loses this game on Saturday, would you fire him?
I mean, they can't. The buyout's too much money. It's a ridiculous amount of money they'd have to pay him, even for Penn State. And no, you know why I wouldn't? Because I don't think there's a guarantee they'd find a better coach who wants to come there. They are not one of like the 5 to 7 schools in the country either because of tradition or geography that can pick their guy.
They can't find a coach to do better than 13-28 versus the top 25 and 1-14 versus the top 5? What are you talking about? Of course they can.
Who's out there that would hold on? That's not really my statement. You have to find a coach that wants to come and coach for you that would do better. Would Nick Saban out of retirement do better? Yes. Does Nick Saban want to coach Penn State? I doubt it.
If Ryan Day got fired at Ohio State, I'd hire him to be Penn State's coach the next day if I could.
I mean, isn't Ryan Day's problem that he can't beat their big dog on the schedule?
Yeah, he can't beat Michigan.
So that's really like the same problem confined to one team that Franklin has.
Yeah, Ohio State always beats Penn State, though. Like, he's proven that he can consistently beat a great team.
I'm not positive. Very good team. I think the difference between Ohio State resources-wise, how much they even care about football compared to Penn State, I do think there's levels to it, and I think they're a full-on level above. I'm not sure Ryan Day would have the same kind of success.
I think Penn State's one of the top 10 coaching jobs in America. I think they could pretty much have whoever they wanted if
now
they
I'm trying
got
to
rid
name,
of James
now,
Franklin.
Now I'm trying to name coaching jobs. Are they actually a better coaching like job in theory than USC, for example?
I think so.
All right, how many jobs are better? Bama, Georgia, Ohio State, Notre Dame, in theory. Should Michigan be considered better?
Yeah, they just won a national championship.
Texas?
Yeah.
Would you consider Clemson still one of the best jobs in America?
No, because they're in the wrong league.
Oklahoma?
No.
Would you consider A&M?
No.
LSU?
Yes.
Who am I leaving out here?
I'll give you a guy I'd hire. Lane Kiffin.
That was the first thought I had. Now, if you wanted to ever try to thaw the ice with Mulsey and Penn State, if Lane Kiffin was out there just pissing people off left and right and trying to play run-and-gun offense in the Big Ten, that would warm my heart a little bit.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Low in the teens. Coming up next, we'll continue to break down Steelers-Ravens. When the official injury report comes out, we'll let you know. We're at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Big question about this game regarding the line for it, the spread, and what it means. We'll tell you about that next. We'll be right back as the PM team.